the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Ian Geis is here with me. Dan Strauss is off today. He invoked the nuclear option. We don't actually know what that means, but he's taking the day off. Actually, Dan is in Little Rock, Arkansas today, which made me think of this story from a couple of weeks ago. You know, there's a place in Arkansas called Crater of Diamonds State Park, where if you go there, you can sift through the park dirt and look for diamonds. And a couple of weeks ago, a 14-year-old kid named Kalel Langford found a diamond nearly 7.5 carats.
Wow.
Now, this place has been a state park since 1972. That's 45 years it's been a state park. I would think that everybody who was looking for diamonds would have found the diamonds. Are there new diamonds being created in that state park?
There's probably new diamonds coming up.
Yeah.
Shifting of the earth. And
how long does it take for a diamond to form?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I think it's a long time. I think it's the only hundreds of years, though.
The only thing I know about forming diamonds is Superman took a lump of coal and crushed it in his hand, and the pressure turned that coal into a diamond for Lois Lane. That's all I know. And I'm not just telling you this because the kid's name was Kal-El, but it's true. That 7.5-carat diamond, I looked up the picture of it today. It's the size of a pinto bean.
Wow.
Which is weird because I've seen women wearing diamond rings that were not nearly that big, that were like a quarter of a carat. This one's like 7.5 carats.
So it says here most natural diamonds are formed at high temperature and pressure at depths of 87 to 118 miles in the Earth's mantle.
So they are working their way up from the mantle to the surface, but only in that park.
Yes. It says carbon-containing minerals provide the carbon source, and the growth occurs over periods from 1 billion to 3.3 billion years.
But only in that park. It's not. You can't go digging in Forest Park and find these.
You were off just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I thought maybe a few hundred years a diamond may form.
Right.
Diamonds sell for anywhere from 3,000 to 27,000 per carat.
Wow.
And this one's 7.5 carats. They say it's the largest one that's been found there in quite a while. I again go back to the Superman thing. The boy's name is Kal-El. What wasn't that Superman's name on Krypton?
I think so.
I mean, I know it's Wizard World weekend, and we got geeks in town who are going to that thing. They should know that sort of stuff. But I didn't know you could just go along, walking around, la, 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 la. Oh, what's that shiny thing there? That's a 7.5-carat diamond. I'll just take that home with me. Let's open up the phone lines here. By the way, Tim Weiland is filling in for Dan this afternoon, not only handling our traffic here in the studio, but also taking your phone calls now. If you would like to be on the Harris Challenge, if you have not been on in the last 60 days, here's your chance. He has cleared all the phone lines, so you can call now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. When you get on the Harris Challenge, you will get a unique broadcast opportunity called the 5-Second Cheap Plug Opportunity, where you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with anything you like. And you're also going to play for some fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
The substitute prize man.
That's right, Paul. Gotta make it sound different. That's right, Paul. If you win, you've got your choice of 12 donuts.
Donuts.
It's from the Old Town Donut Shop with 2 locations, Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
A Peroni's Pizzeria gift card with 2 locations, Florissant and in St. Peter's at Highway 70 and 79. A pair of tickets to Killer Queen, a tribute to Queen, Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Go to familyarena.com.
That's how you can get your tickets for that. So you choose one of those 3 prizes, or if you get all the questions right, we call it a clean sweep, and we add in the bonus prizes.
Then you get a certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Go to candici's.net. Plus, Breezy Buddy Cooling Pillow, like a travel pillow with a fan inside, great for women having hot flashes or guys that just want to cool down. Breezybuddy.com.
Yeah, you may want to get one of those really quickly because it's going to be 80 degrees on Sunday. It looks like a spectacular weekend. I extrapolated it out. It got to close to 60 today. It's going to get close to 70 tomorrow, close to 80 on Sunday. And then if that trend keeps going by next weekend, your blood will be boiling.
Cool.
So enjoy the weather, everybody. Let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, who's this?
Stan.
Hi, Stan. Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just wish everybody to be kind to each other.
All right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which categories come up that you can choose from, led, of course, by our topical category. Have you been paying attention? That's number one. Or category two, Don Rickles on screen. The comedy legend died yesterday at 90. Or you can have our third category, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2017. What do you want, Stan?
Let's go with Don Rickles.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. There's a maximum of 15 points here. If you get more than half, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you. 60 seconds on the clock, Stan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which character did Don Rickles do the voice of in the Toy Story movies?
Have no idea.
In what war movie did Rickles appear with Telly Savalas and Clint Eastwood?
Operation something.
It was Kelly's Heroes. In the 1970s, he did a Navy sitcom called CPO Sharky. What does CPO stand for?
Chief Petty Officer.
Correct. In what 1995 Martin Scorsese movie did Rickles play a casino manager?
Vegas.
Casino. In 1998, on what Candace Bergen sitcom did he appear as one of the many celebrities playing her secretary?
Murphy Brown.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. What character did Don Rickles do the voice of in the Toy Story movies?
I don't know.
He was Mr. Potato Head. Yeah, hockey puck. Stan, you got Chief Petty Officer for 3 and Murphy Brown for 5. That's 8 points. Just above the winning threshold. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes while I go to our second contestant. Hello, Hank.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
Yeah. Justin Willman's a magician, and he's performing at the Helium Club tonight.
I heard about this, and I wish I could go. I have other plans for this weekend, but he's there tonight and tomorrow night, a local guy who does comedy and magic. And I've mentioned often how what a great time I always have when I go to Helium, so there's a nice plug for him. Which of these would you like, Hank? Have you been paying attention? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2017, or It's a Chris Rock Weekend?
Let's do It's a Chris Rock Weekend.
All right, he's in town also. He's playing the Peabody tomorrow night and Sunday. My wife and I are going to the show. We're looking forward to that. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Eddie Murphy movie did Chris Rock get his first movie credit as a parking valet?
Beverly Hills Cop 3?
Well, I'm going to give you the choices. 48 All Hours, right. The Nutty Professor, or Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Good. On what TV show did Rock play Nat X, the host of a late-night show, where he counts down the top 5 because the man's afraid to let him have a top 10?
In Living Color?
Saturday Night Live. In 2005, Chris Rock played caretaker in Adam Sandler's remake of what 1970s Burt Reynolds prison movie?
The Longest Yard.
Correct. What was the name of Chris Rock's 2014 comedy, which I called the funniest movie of that year?
Pass.
Of the 4 Lethal Weapon movies, which one did Chris Rock appear in?
Lethal Weapon 4?
That's correct. And you're going to run out of time before we can go back to the 2014 comedy, which was called Top 5, which may have been based on his Nat X skits. Let's see how you did here, Hank. You got the 5 and the 3 and the 1. Hey, that's 9 points. You're a winner as well.
Awesome.
Nicely done. Hang on. And I will go on to our third contestant. Hello, Ted.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. Ted, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just wanted to say I'm a proud employee of St. Louis U, which is still a great institution.
Okay. You say that like there was some doubt at some point.
Not in my mind.
Okay, let's see what category you want. Have you been paying attention? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2017, or our new third category, The Business Page?
I'll try Rock Hall.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Ted. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What does ELO stand for?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Correct. What band is Eddie Vedder the lead singer for?
Pearl Jam.
Correct. What rapper was killed in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas in September 1996?
Tupac?
Correct. Which band was one of the best of the progressive rock era with songs like Roundabout and I've Seen All Good People?
Yes.
Which of these bands did original members of Journey not previously play in before they formed Journey? Quicksilver Messenger Service, Santana, or Frumious Bandersnatch?
Santana?
They were in Santana, and they were in Frumious Bandersnatch.
Wow.
They were not in Quicksilver Messenger Service.
But that, missed the clean sweep.
Yeah, sorry about that. But you did end up with 10 points in the win, Ted. Congratulations.
Outstanding. Thanks, gentlemen.
So we're that much closer to giving Tim a bad case of carpal tunnel syndrome because everybody's winning, so every sheet has to be filled out for all of our winners.
He loves that. He loves giving away prizes.
And we just had one of our contestants drop off, so we need one more to join us. If you haven't called yet, 969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. And meanwhile, hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself.
I'm on my way to Bull Shoals Lake.
Okay, which category of the two that are left here would you like? We have you been paying attention or the business page?
Have you been paying attention?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Tim, you need to line up one more contestant for me after Mary. Okay, from those people who are calling in there.
My husband's in the car with me.
What's his name?
Dan? Yes.
Okay, so Mary and Dan are going to take a shot at Have You Been Paying Attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Russian city did a bomb in a subway station kill 14 people and injure 42 this week?
St. Petersburg.
Correct. Which St. Louis Cardinal somehow got a ball stuck to his equipment last night?
Yachty.
Yes. Which of these was not inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame this week? Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, or Jerry Reed?
Alan Jackson?
Garth Brooks. Which school won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship Monday night?
North Carolina.
North Carolina is right. Which school won the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship Sunday night?
South Carolina.
That's right, Dan. It is South Carolina. Congratulations. And by the way, Dan, excuse me for saying ball and equipment in the same question to your wife. I apologize.
That's okay.
All right. Mary and Dan, you got everything but the three-pointer for a total of 12. You're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Hang on. It's a no-punishment Friday here on the Harris Challenge, unless Steve blows it. Hi, Steve.
Thanks, Paul.
No pressure at all.
No, not at all.
Go ahead and plug something before we get going.
Let's go Cardinals.
All right. Your category, Steve, is the business page. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which online company signed a deal this week to stream Thursday night NFL games next season?
Pass.
Which company faced a lot of backlash this week for a commercial it made starring Kendall Jenner?
Pepsi.
Correct. Which national donut brand settled a class action lawsuit because it served margarine to a customer who paid for butter on a bagel?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Correct. Which fast casual restaurant chain known to St. Louisans was sold this week to the German company that owns Einstein Bagels and Krispy Kreme Donuts?
Panera.
Correct. Which longtime Dallas Cowboys quarterback announced this week he's retiring from the NFL to pursue a career in broadcasting?
That's Tony Romo.
That's correct. Back to the one-pointer for the clean sweep. Which online company signed a deal to stream Thursday night NFL games next season?
Google.
It had been on Yahoo, then it went to Twitter. Next season, it goes to Amazon. And by the way, how do you think Phil Simms is feeling this week after finding out he lost his job to a guy who's never been in the booth before, never even had a tryout yet, but Tony Romo got his job as the number one analyst on CBS? Yeah, you're right, Steve. You got them all except the one-pointer for a total of 14 points and the win. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
This torture session of Tim Weiland has been brought to you by... we should have a sponsor for just that. That's the Harris Challenge. Yeah, the good news for Ian and me is we could take today's Punisher music and put it back in the vault for possible use next week. I won't even reveal to you what it was. You'll have to tune in next Friday at 5:15. That's when we play the Harris Challenge. You can catch any archived editions of the challenge on my website, harrisonline.com, or each week here on the Big 550 KTRS and the free KTRS app.